Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh yes, it's your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Coswagga. It's the 15th of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes or so. With a big talk last week with Apple's iPhone, Apple TV event was, how much RAM does the new iPhone have? Because it better have more than the one we got now. Well, good news. It does. Finally. The folks over at Xcode have confirmed that there are 2 gigabytes of RAM for the iPhone 6S. And for those wanting to know about that gigantic iPad Pro, it's got 4 gigs of RAM. Woo! And we all know that Apple's been utilizing 1 gigabyte of RAM for iOS devices for quite a while now. And we all know that Android devices out there sometimes have 2 or 3 times as much RAM. Also 2 or 3 times as much as malware, too. But finally, Apple has decided to give in and give us a little bit more RAM this time around. Without even bumping up the price. Thank you, Apple. It's not like RAM has gotten any cheaper. Well, wait a minute. Oh, we were talking about yesterday's show with the Mario. Well, it looks like there's a bit of a change-o over at Nintendo. Okay, I'll stop with the Italian accent. It's just terrible. Yes, Nintendo has announced by the name of Tatsumi Kimishima. Boy, I hope got that right. Japan, you know where to send your hate mail to. BritishTechNews@gmail.com, by the way. Yeah, until now, he's been the managing director at Nintendo, overseeing the human resources division. But I guess they said, hey, you know what? You deserve a promotion. Let's just let you run the whole freaking place. Mind you, that's not probably how they sound in a Japanese corporation, but why not make it a New York style? Yeah, why not? Funny enough, he's also been the chief financial officer for the Pokemon Company, too. So congratulations, Mr. Tatsumi. Sumi, let's hope you don't get Pika screwed. So Apple had their event last week, and guess what? Next month, it's Microsoft's turn. Yay! Just not as exciting, is it? Oh well. Apparently, Microsoft's event is going to focus on their new Surface Pro 4. And of course, some new phones in the ecosystem, too. All this is going to be taking place on October 6th in New York freaking City. Now, other than the Surface Pro 4, the Lumia 950, and the Lumia 950 XL, Microsoft is also expected to unveil its new Microsoft Band. Of course, Microsoft isn't revealing exactly what the mysterious hardware event is all about, other than saying that it will be a Windows 10-powered hardware event. Well, duh. Now, most rumors have said that the new Surface Pro will actually be 14 inches. That's an inch more than the iPad Pro, by the way. So we're going to have to wait less than a month to see how awkward that one feels holding in the hand. And finally, Eric Schmidt is off rambling once again. This time, he's rambling about artificial intelligence, saying that artificial intelligence is starting to see real progress. Quoting to the BBC, saying we're closer than ever before to true artificial intelligence, and saying continued research into its development will have positive side effects that will benefit the entire world. Funny enough, in the same interview, Eric decided to throw a little bit of his Schmidt towards Apple's way, saying that artificial intelligence research should actually be used to modernize music services, stating that algorithms should be used to know what the listener wants to next, not employing a bunch of collection or task makers to curate music. Yeah, that's what Apple's doing with Beats, remember? Ooh, controversy. So, yada, artificial intelligence, it's much closer. Good news for Eric Schmidt, now we actually have something relevant to talk about. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website, go over there and check it out right now, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter @BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well @KyleSwagger. Tomorrow is hump day, so we'll be back humping you full of tech news. That's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope your Tuesday's going well for you. And thank you so much for listening.